All right, Tom. Yeah, I seen your post on the birdhouse, and that at least one thing, you're going to get a bird's eye view of the birds, I guess. So, yeah, I've seen a couple other videos online where that's what they got. They got a bird. All you could see was the eye of the bird looking at the camera. It was so close. Or they got a squirrel with its little nose pressed up against it. So it's hard to keep those little buggers away from the bird seed, that's for sure. My wife this year put a heated water pan out underneath the pine tree and also a sheltered area for food out there. They like the bird food and the seeds, so we put what they liked out there. So we managed to keep them on the ground pretty much with their own food and water out back for the winter, and they left the bird feeders pretty much alone. We didn't catch them up there, and usually the cameras from around the house will catch them if they're up there, but didn't seem to have the problem. So putting their feet down at ground level, giving them food and water, keeps them away from the bird food as well. Next up on the list, we got KC8VOA, and then we'll do another station break. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Ron, and everybody in the net. Hopefully everyone is doing well. I ran out of bird seed yesterday, so I'm done feeding the birds for the season. Had a lot of slate juncos here, and had some blue jays, some mourning doves, a couple of woodpecker-type birds. I didn't be able to identify them that closely. They were on suet cakes on the backside of me, so it was kind of hard to get a clean shot of them with the camera. But and we had a bunch of squirrels. I still got squirrel corn left, so I'm going to have to figure out what I'm going to do with that. I've left them in plastic jugs before if I get on pails with the lid on it, and the squirrels actually chewed right through it to get to it, so they could be rather troublesome. So worked on Bluetooth proxy this morning trying to get that fixed. I've got a couple of them where the Bluetooth range is just not far enough, so you put a Bluetooth proxy in between with the ESP32. And so I got two of those, and they're both not working because they didn't get the firmware update, so I got to get them figured out. They're giving me a tough time, so I'm probably going to end up reflashing the whole thing. And worked on security cameras, so that's what I've been doing today. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Net Control, KC8VOA.